From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. France mourns the victims of the terrorist attack on Paris. France held a solemn memorial service Friday to mark 2 weeks since the deadly terrorist attacks in its capital, Paris. The names of the 130 victims of the attack were read at the ceremony held in the courtyard of Paris's central Invalides complex. Among those in attendance, the French president, François Hollande, families and victims, and hundreds of those injured in the attacks. French citizens were also encouraged to display national flags Friday to honor the victims of what was France's worst ever terror attack. The coordinated gun and bomb attacks were claimed by the Islamic State extremist group, which controls parts of Iraq and Syria. Hollande this week completed a whirlwind diplomatic mission to build an international fighting force against Islamic State.
The French president said it is clear that terrorism is the common enemy of the civilized world.
We know it. It has a name. It is Daesh, Islamic State. It has territory, an army, and resources. So we must create this large coalition, which I was talking about, to hit these terrorists.
The Russian president pledged his cooperation. But Moscow's interest in Syria conflict with those of NATO member Turkey, undermining Hollande's effort. After Turkey's downing of a Russian jet, Putin accused Ankara of buying oil that helps finance Islamic State. Russia announced Thursday that its air forces had wiped out Syrian rebel groups operating along the Turkish border near where its jet was brought down this week. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Find out more on this story on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA.